latest bargain sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $22,928 for $530. Cash and prices worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Payne.
We're delighted to have you with us, and welcome to Sale of the Century. If you were not with us on our last show, we said goodbye to a very single-minded champion. He came on, he didn't want any instant bargains, he didn't care if he found any prizes on the Fame game board, he wanted one thing, and one thing only. And on our last show, he got enough money to buy a beautiful luxury automobile, and he said, thank you very much, I'm taking it. And he left with his car, $24,423 richer. So we congratulate Michael Bushalo. So we have three new challengers in here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hello.
You know, he wanted nothing but that car.
I know.
When he arrived.
In fact, did you know that he polled 90 of his friends? He called every one of his friends and asked if what they should,
that's
you know,
right.
What
they
their
said,
opinion was.
They said take the car, and
yes,
that's what he
and
did.
That's what he did.
Who did you bring in?
Respect him for that. Our first contestant has lots of objections. From Smithtown, New York, say hello to Gary Abrams.
Hi, Gary.
And next, she takes her job very seriously. Originally from Mason City, Iowa, give a warm welcome to Terry Wyborney.
Hi, Terry.
And he has an eye for art. From Monterey, California, here's Ken Croft.
Hello there, Ken.
Jim, how are you?
I'm fine. We'll see you a little later with some missing bargains. Summer, let's get acquainted with these nice folks. First of all, Gary, you have lots of objections.
Yes, I'm a lawyer, Jim.
Oh.
And I've come to learn in my brief career that the more you object, the better your chances of winning. But I promise I won't object too much today.
Oh, okay. Right. Terry, you take your job very seriously, it says.
I'm a dental hygienist, Jim, and several years ago I went to the L.A. Zoo to clean the gorilla's teeth. They don't keep their eyes closed under anesthetic.
You stared at
they
a gorilla.
Stared at me the whole time.
Why did you come to do this fine job, Terry?
A streak of insanity.
Okay. Good to have you.
No other reason.
Now, Gary and Terry, be very careful with your names. I'll try to be very
yes.
careful. They sound very close. Ken, you won't have any troubles with that, but you obviously had some troubles. It says you had an eye for art.
An eye for art, yes. I'm an amateur collector of art up in Monterey. And I've learned one basic rule about art and about things of beauty. Only buy what you can live with. It's
uh-huh.
a cardinal rule that I've discovered.
I have one cardinal rule about art, and that's do not buy anything that you can't tell whether it's upside down or right side up. Good to have you all three here. Let's start you off with $20. Player with the most money at the end of the show as a champion gets to do some great shopping. Let's get into it with this question for $5. Name the actress who played both TV's Laura Petrie and Mary Richards. Gary.
Mary Tyler Moore.
You got it. $5 for the correct answer. Gary in the lead at 25. Of what major American city is Tom Bradley the mayor? Terry?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles it is, and Terry gets her first $5. Just beating Ken. Yeah, you're hitting this
working?
It's
yeah,
working.
Ken.
According to the novel by Alexander Dumas, how many musketeers were Ken?
3.
See, it works, Ken. You gotta get there first. You're right for 5, and we've got a 3-way tie again.
All right.
What group of professionals are traditionally called women in white? Terry.
Nurses.
That's white. I mean right. You got it. You're in the lead at 30. Yes. Bob Cousy was one of the greatest ever to play the game. Gary?
Basketball.
Basketball it is, and we've got a tie. Yes. It is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can always buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. Now, we've got a tie. Gary and Terry, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price for one of you, this is yours.
Gary or Terry, if you have an appetite for education, here's some food for thought. Compton's Encyclopedia, a family source for additional knowledge and education. 26 volumes with more than 48,000 articles and 30,500 illustrations, furnished by Compton's Encyclopedia. And it's normally priced at $599. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Complete set of encyclopedia.
Looks real nice.
It does. Now, a lawyer could use those.
Yes, definitely.
A lawyer would really use those a lot.
What?
Dental hygienist. Awesome.
But, Terry, I can tell you there's a whole page in there that says, do not clean the gorilla's teeth. You could learn from that, too.
Your children would love it.
You could have it for the price. You guys are doing my
work. You're selling whom?
Sell it to you for the value of one question for $5. Going once. Going twice. Going, going, no sale. Oh, Gary. Terry or Terry. For $3, sale surprise went with it. If you had bought it, $700 in cash. And I bet either one of you could have used that.
Yes.
Oh, I wish you had bought. Sorry about that. But we've still got a tie. Ken, one question behind. Back with this. Fans of this TV sitcom know its theme song began, Schlemiel Schlemazel. Terry.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes, one of the great intellectual shows of television. You're right, Terry. You go to 35. What is the capital city of South Korea? Gary.
Seoul.
Seoul is right, and Gary stays the pace with Terry at 35. In fiction, what was the target balanced precariously on the head of William Tell's son? Terry.
An apple.
I didn't know they made computers back then. You were right. You got another 5. You go to 40. Time now for the fame game, and the players are playing for a pick of the board. A lot of wonderful things up there, and money cards as well. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an artist and film producer born in Chicago in 1901. My movies eventually won 29 Oscars. In 1923, I teamed with lifelong collaborator Oob Iwerks and my brother Roy to make animated cartoons in Hollywood. Our first series was Oswald the Rabbit. Ken.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney is right, and Ken gets that pick of the board. Ken, 9 numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the one that you pick.
I like number 8.
And behind number 8, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, furnished by White's Electronics.
That's lovely.
I can comb the beach at Carmel now, right?
That's right, very near the beach. I was going to say, he either loved that metal detector or that's the best actor I've ever met. We'll be right back. 3 new challengers, each trying to become the new champion in a good game. Gary at 35, Terry at 40, Ken at 25. Back with us. From the Italian word meaning foam, this ice cream is molded in layers of different flavors, colors, and textures. Terry?
Neapolitan?
No, often topped with candied fruits and nuts. Spumoni. Spumoni. And you lose 5 and again a tie with Gary and Terry, and Ken just $10 behind. Which sign of the zodiac has the crab? Terry?
Cancer.
Cancer it is, and Terry back into the lead as she beats Ken to the buzzer. In South America, what is the profession of a man hired as a gaucho? Terry.
Cowboy.
I knew a communist cowboy in Argentina. His name was Gaucho Marx. You're right. You've got another 5. You go to 45. Oh, I apologize for that one. What metallic element is necessary for the growth of bones and teeth? Terry.
Iron.
Terry.
Metallic element?
Metallic element and has the chemical symbol Ca.
Calcium.
What do you do for a living, Terry? Never mind.
I may be out of work.
I'm sorry about that, Terry. I think you got thrown there with a medal. You lose 5, down to 40. But, Terry, you still have the lead. You have a $5 lead over Gary. Now, this you might like.
Terry, you can add this to your next recipe. This fabulous French copper cookware, hand-hammered in the old-fashioned tradition and lined with hand-brushed tin. It's designed to be functional as well as beautiful. From the cookware specialists of Los Angeles, it's normally priced at $816. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $9.
Well, Terry, that is so nice. Terry, forget about the ugly fellow who was there with the cop. I mean, I know you weren't looking at David.
No.
Terry, $816 with a beautiful copperware. $9 it would normally cost. But, gee, we didn't sell anything before.
Oh, for it.
I'll let you be in a tie. Ken and Gary want you to have it. I will sell you $816 with a beautiful copperware for one question. $5. Going once. Going twice. She's going to buy. Enjoy that. Good stuff. You will enjoy it, and you're engaged to be married soon, right, Terry?
Exactly.
That'll help along nicely.
Yes, very.
Cost you just $5. We knock that off your score. You are in a tie with Gary.
Right?
What, Ken?
All she has to do now is learn to cook, right?
Oh, okay. You're not engaged to Ken, are you?
No,
I didn't think so. Of what mountain range is the Matterhorn a part? Gary.
Swiss Alps.
The Alps is exactly what it is, and Gary goes in the lead by 5. Name the first Navy veteran to serve as president of the United States, Gary?
Jimmy Carter.
No, Carter did serve, but it was John F. Kennedy who was the first Navy veteran. And you take a backward step, losing 5, and again it's a tie between Gary and Terry. The most populous city in the province of Quebec is also one of the most populous cities in Canada. Most populous in Quebec? Ken, right before the buzzer.
Toronto.
No. Oh, Quebec. Montreal.
Montreal.
Montreal is in Quebec.
Montreal.
And it cost you 5. Ken, yes. Sorry about that. I wish you'd been a little later with the buzzer. You lose 5. Who organized and commanded the Revolutionary War's Continental Army? Ken?
George Washington.
You got the $5 right back. Washington it is. 10 back to 25.
Good old George.
Name the professional baseball team that boasts a former player and manager named Yogi Berra. Gary.
The New York Yankees.
New York Yankees it is, and Gary is back in the lead by five. Yes.
My friends would have killed me if I missed that one.
What's that, Gary?
My friends back in New York would have killed me.
The New Yorkers would kill you for that one. Well, Yogi, of course, is so famous for some of his quotations. I love them. One was, "The game isn't over till it's over." Yogi Berra said that. And my all-time favorite, "Nobody ever goes to that restaurant anymore. It's always too crowded." Gary has the lead at $40. Terry in second place at $35. Ken not out of it at $25. As a matter of fact, Ken trails by $15. And there is a $15 money card up there on the board someplace. Famous place. I am a large southwestern city, one of the fastest growing in the United States. I was founded in 1836 and named for the general who commanded the army that gained Texas independence from Mexico. Gary.
Houston.
Houston. Sam Houston, you are right. Then Gary gets that trick of the board.
How about number one?
And behind number one, we have $5.
Back to the score, and Gary has a $10 lead now, 45. I was thinking you're from New York. It would have been acceptable if you had said Houston, right?
Yes.
$10 lead. Let's call it Houston in New York. During its golden age, what ancient civilization was ruled by the Tang Dynasty? Gary.
China.
China is right, as Gary beats Ken with the buzzer, and has another five. What kind of book is a lexicon? Terry.
A dictionary.
Dictionary is right. Terry goes to 40. Name the TV family that lived at 704 Hauser Street, Queens. Ken.
Bunkers.
That's right. Archie Bunker lived there. Oh, that's good trivia. Nicely done, Ken. You go to 30.
One of my heroes.
What's that, Ken?
One of my anti-heroes.
One of your anti-heroes. Yeah. Well, Gary, you have a chance to be a hero now. $10 lead. You can buy this.
Gary, we have a treasure of a trip for you to beautiful Barbados. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a week's stay on the Caribbean island of Barbados. You'll be staying at the Smuggler's Cove Hotel while enjoying this sun-filled, breeze-swept island of serenity, an enchanting vacation furnished by the Barbados Board of Tourism. This exotic trip is normally priced at $2,440. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, great trip. Wonderful. I just wanted to check to see. I thought you might have the patch over both eyes. Two girls in bikinis, and he's looking at that junk.
One question, Jim. Does the scenery come with the trip?
Does the scenery go with the trip?
That scenery.
I can't get it off.
Not that scenery.
Sure. What the heck, Gary? I'll get here. Listen, I want to please.
It's a doubloon.
You can have that. It's a whole doubloon. Not $15. It's a great trip. You ever been to Barbados?
No.
You would
love
enjoy
to go there.
Trip for two to Barbados, $2,440. Not 15, you have a $10 lead.
I'm in a tough battle here, Jim.
And I'll help
really
you.
Tough.
I won't let you trail. You will be in a tie if I sell you that trip for $10.
Oh, but I have tough competition.
Going once. That's as low as I'm going. You got it. Enjoy the trip. Enjoy the scenery. It's yours.
Bye.
He was talking about the doubloons, wasn't he? I think I better get something over the eyes. We will be right back to a good match right after this. A great trip to Barbados, and that means we've got a tie. Gary and Terry both at 40, and Ken just $10 behind at 30. Back with this. Name the Roman counterpart of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine. Ken.
Bacchus.
Bacchus is exactly what it is, and $5 separate the three players. One of the countries that make up the United Kingdom has its capital at Cardiff. Gary.
Scotland.
No. Wales. Gary loses five, and he's down to 30.
I knew that,
Ken knew it, but he didn't get there first with the buzzer. Now you'll let him have it. Michelangelo's Last Judgment may be viewed in an ancient chapel in Vatican City. Terry.
Sistine Chapel.
That's exactly where it can be viewed, and Terry has a $10 lead. Well, the scores have been bouncing around. We have a 10, a 15, and now a big $25 money card on the board. Third and final crack of the fame game, and a famous person. I am an American poet, one of the most famous of the 1800s. I was born in New England in 1817, published my first poem when I was 13. One of my college classmates, Nathaniel Hawthorne, also became famous. My first volume of poems, Voices in the Night, appeared in 1839. In 1847, I published Evangeline and Paul Revere's Ride. Ken.
William Wordsworth Longfellow.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I will clear the board and continue for Terry and Gary. I'll say no more.
Okay.
And Paul Revere's right. In 1855, my Song of Hiawatha appeared and sold a total of 1 million copies. I am Henry Wadsworth Gary.
Longfellow.
Yes, Ken, you said William. You could not. That's a different. You said William. But you said William Wadsworth Longfellow. If you had just said Longfellow, that would have been acceptable. And our judge, I'm sorry, was shaking his head. No, you gave a wrong name, and it worked out for Gary, who gets a pick of the board.
What? I'll take number 9.
And behind number 9, we have $25.
Did Gary take advantage of that wrong name? Where were the other two?
The 3 and the 5.
Well, as we add that $25 to Gary's score, he vaults into the lead, and it is Catch Gary time as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. But it is not an insurmountable lead. Gary is at 60. Terry is just 3 questions behind at 45. Ken, you're not out of it at 35. Good luck as we start the speed round. Now, what name is given to the 3-leaf clover used as the national symbol of Ireland? Terry.
Shamrock.
Right. In the Spielberg movie, where did E.T. want to phone? Terry.
Home.
Right. What sport are you competing in if you're hoping to capture the America's Cup? Gary.
Sailing.
Right. Name the frontiersman who in the song was born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Terry.
Davy Crockett.
Right. What happens to water at 32 degrees Fahrenheit? Ken.
Freezes.
Right. Give me the first name of the wife of civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Gary.
Cornelia.
Wrong. From what sort of plant would you get a prickly pear? Ken.
Cactus.
Right. Who is the outspoken leader of the moral majority? Gary.
Jerry Falwell.
Right. What country's national motto is In God We Trust? Ken.
America.
Right. How many days did it rain producing the biblical flood? Terry.
100 days.
Wrong. By what 3 initials are Russia's secret police known? Gary.
KGB.
Right. Name the class of animals that includes snakes, lizards, and crocodiles. Terry.
Reptiles.
Right. In what ocean would you find the Great Depression called the Marianas Trench? Ken.
Pacific.
Right. Which U.S. president brought together Vegas? Time is up, and Gary is the new captain. Gary won it. Back with a new champion in a moment. And for a moment there, first of all, how many days did it rain producing the biblical flood? How many days? 40 days and 40 nights. 40 it is. That cost Terry. And I thought for a moment there, Gary, that an incorrect first name was going to cost you the game. It is Coretta. Coretta Scott King is the wife of civil rights leader Martin Luther King. Got to say goodbye to Terry and Ken.
Thank you.
Neither of you going home empty-handed, which is nice. Terry, you've got the cookware. And with the cash in front of you, you are around the $900 mark in cash and prizes. Good luck with your upcoming marriage. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Ken, you got the metal detector with the cash in front of you. And it's a shame about that one, but clearly you gave a different name by putting a first name in front of it. And our judge had to rule against you on that. Sorry about that. But over $400 in cash and prizes, and our thanks to a fine gentleman as well.
Thank you.
But Gary Abrams is going shopping with me. Come on, Gary. New champion. Gary, congratulations. It was indeed. You picked up a great trip, and now you stand up here as the champion. Come on over here with me. Now, remember, you are entitled to the first level prize. Normally, it would take $85 for the first prize. You won with $70, but say yes, and you could just take this and leave us.
Enjoy this home away from home with this exciting pop-up travel trailer. Rugged construction and spacious interior. Includes kitchen, dinette, and sleeping space for 5. Furnished by Valley Trailer Center. This luxurious trailer, normally priced at $3,695. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
As I said, Gary, more the price. It would normally cost you $85. You won with $70, but you're entitled to the first level prize. You can say yes, take that trailer, and leave us. And we change our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything's going to change after this. Should you decide to put your $70 in the bank, the next prize would be a little bit further away. It would be $105 away, but it would be a golf cart and clubs. You are a golfer,
yes,
right?
That I am.
Up the line from that, there are solid gold coins. There is then, for $340, a trip to Scotland. We've got a speedboat coming up for $445. We always have a lovely car. How about this sports car for $530? And, of course, if you got to $750, you'd have no decision to make at all. You'd have every prize we've got on the stage, plus this.
Podcast jackpot of $73,000.
And that has really been growing at $1,000 every time it's not hit. It's up to $73,000 now. So, Gary, you can take the trailer, or you can come back with a lot of other prizes up the line. The golf club and the golf cart is next. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision right after this. That's with our young lawyer from New York, Gary Abrams. You can buy that trailer and leave us, or put your money in the bank, play on. The golf cart and the clubs will be next up the line, gold coins after that. Gary, what's it going to be?
Well, that's a nice trailer, and I could really put it to good use, but I'm a golfer, and I really need a new set of golf clubs, so I think I'm going to come back.
You're going to come back. All right, we'll put the money in the bank. He is $105 away from those golf clubs. We'll put another $1,000 in the cash jackpot, $74,000 in the jackpot. Two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.